Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. On the show, we spend a lot of time picking apart creativity. Where does it come from? How do you harness it? How important is inspiration? How important is perspiration? We're not the only ones wondering about these questions. The writer Maria Popova spends her days contemplating the whys and hows of creativity and then shares what she finds on her website called Brain Pickings. Maria, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having me, John.
What is Brain Pickings?
Loosely speaking, it's a record of my own curiosity about the world, but it has become a kind of archive of these cross-disciplinary tidbits of knowledge and information and inspiration and what I think are the building blocks of the grab bag term creativity.
And the sort of unspoken, or perhaps it is spoken somewhere, assumption is that by looking at other disciplines, interdisciplinary things, or as you say, cross-disciplinary things, that sort of primes the pump for the creative process.
Exactly. I mean, I believe that creativity is combinatorial, and this idea that we create by combining these little bits of information and things that we have in our head into new things. And so our output depends on the breadth and the diversity of that mental pool of resources.
Mm-hmm. So the old garbage in, garbage out has a corollary, which is get some good stuff in and maybe some good stuff will come out.
Although I would say combinations in and of themselves can be greater than the sum of the parts. So sometimes maybe garbage in,
the
slightly
right
better
garbage.
Garbage out.
All right. I want to talk about a post which examines this topic of inspiration and perspiration, which, you know, we've heard that old saying, you know, creativity is 99% perspiration, 1% inspiration, or however that saying goes. You've written about some really clear examples of musicians, for example, who basically say you don't just sit there and wait for inspiration to strike. You've got to work for it.
Right. I was reading something else. I was doing research on something else, and I came across this short clip from an old Jack White interview where he talks about basically this idea that he goes into the studio every day and that it's a myth that you have to wait for the clouds to part and, you know, a bolt of lightning to strike you, and that's inspiration. He says you just go and you do it. You show up, and then good stuff happens. And it reminded me of a letter that I'd read maybe 5 or 10 years ago in Tchaikovsky's letters. There's in the public domain, actually, there's a whole anthology of his letters.
Most of them to his patron, Nadezhda von Meck.
Yes, who supported him for most of his life. And they had this really layered and interesting relationship. And in one of those letters, he writes to her about showing up.
This is from your post on Brain Pickings. A self-respecting artist must not fold his hands on the pretext that he is not in the mood.
Exactly. There it is.
We actually have Jack White talking about that that inspiration, that how it works, how you have to work for it. And this is, Maria, as you say, the thing that sort of inspired you to do this particular episode of Brain Pickings.
Inspiration and, you know, work ethic, they ride right next to each other. When I was an upholsterer, you know, sometimes you're not inspired to reupholster an old chair. I mean, sometimes it's just work and you just do it because you're supposed to. And maybe by the end and you finish, you look and say, that looks good. That's pretty good. And that's it. And you just move on. And that's it. You know, I mean, not every day of your life you're going to wake up and the clouds are going to part and the rays from heaven are going to come down and you're going to write a song from it. I mean, sometimes you just get in there and just force yourself to work and maybe something good will come out.
I woke up, my hands were gone, yeah. I looked down, my legs were long gone. I fell flat with my shoulder, but there's nobody there. The talk she left on now, just a tag on the pillow there. And then I noticed there's a rag next to my ear.
A little bit of Jack White's Missing Pieces and Jack White from the documentary Under Great White Northern Lights talking about inspiration, perspiration. We're speaking with Maria Popova. She is the brain behind the creativity website called Brain Pickings. And there you write, Maria, the idea that just showing up and doing the work is just as important as the notion of inspiration in the creative process.
Right. And this also sort of ties into this other half of the equation, which is talent and the notion of God-given gift and this notion of grit, which is the ability to consistently, again, show up in the face of difficulty and persist. And that turns out to be, empirically speaking, a great deal of what most accomplished people have and have mastered. And Tchaikovsky, too, in the letter says something about how you can't really just wait for the mood without endeavoring to meet it halfway.
And you know, we hear about writers who, you know, sit down and even if they don't have anything in mind, I'm going to do 1,000 words a day, every day. And just the
right.
act of writing
right.
is important to the creative process as well, as it evidently was for Tchaikovsky, who at around the same time he was writing this letter, this particular letter that you quote to his patroness, Nadezhda von Meck, was also writing the famous violin concerto. Tchaikovsky's famed violin concerto in D, and Tchaikovsky, a man who worked at his inspiration. The topic of this particular posting on Maria Popova's website, Brain Pickings, that we're talking about on Soundcheck today. It's not just Tchaikovsky, it's not just Jack White. I mean, Maria, you've mentioned several other figures from various disciplines who
right.
kind of follow this dictum. You also quote from Nick Cave, a guy who's done some interdisciplinary work himself. I mean, we know him mostly as a singer and songwriter, but he's written a couple of novels
mm-hmm.
and a screenplay. And you quote him as saying, "Inspiration is a word used by people who aren't really doing anything. I go into my office every day that I'm in Brighton, where he lives, and work, whether I feel like it or not, is irrelevant." That's a fairly provocative quote, the first part of that, you know, that inspiration is a word used by people who aren't really doing anything. What do you make of that?
I think what he is speaking to is really discipline. And I myself am an enormous believer in discipline in every aspect of life. And inspiration or the muse can be disciplined in a way that creates a personal culture, or as William Gibson calls it, personal microculture of what you believe in and what you follow through with action along those beliefs.
We've been speaking with Maria Popova. She is the person who's behind the creativity website known as Brain Pickings, and you can read all about inspiration and perspiration on that website. Maria, thank you so much for being with us on Soundcheck.
Thanks for having me.
What we once saw we had, we didn't. And what we have now will never be that way again. So we call upon the author to explain. Some tight kids straddle the streets. We've shunned them from the greasy grind. The poor little things, they look so sad and old as they mount us from behind. I ask them to desist and to refrain, and then we call upon the author to explain. Rosary clutched in his hand, he died with tubes up his nose, and a cabal of angels with finger symbols chanted his name in code. We shook our fists at the punishing rain, and we called upon the author to explain. He said everything
is messed up round here. Everything is banal and chichoon. It's a planetary conspiracy against the likes of you and me in this idiot constituency of the moon. Well, he knew exactly who to blame.